Neville Boston's co-founder and CEO of Reviver, the company behind digital plates, he says they use similar technology to an e-reader, where unlike an LCD or tablet, the image stays on the screen without power.
It operates just like a metal plate. You can see it from 125 feet during the day, and you can see it from over 100 feet at night. And it doesn't take power for the image to stay there.
He says plates could simplify things like tolls or parking, and they give real-time information on traffic. Parents could set up boundaries and get alerts if their car's driven outside that boundary or if it exceeds a certain speed. He says they're well aware of privacy concerns. Everything's encrypted, similar to a bank transaction. And he says the user controls their own data and can set what they do or do not want made public. In Pennsylvania, the pilot's only for PennDOT vehicles. If it's extended to private vehicles, the digital plates cost from $350 to $500 and have a couple bucks of a monthly fee for a cellular connection paid for by the user. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio.